And now may the words that I speak and the meditations of our own hearts always be pleasing and always be acceptable unto you. For you are my Lord, you are my rock, and you are my gracious and holy Redeemer. Amen. Do you want a great scandal? I think our church needs a good scandal, or any church really needs a good scandal, because when there's a scandal, people start talking. When there's a scandal, people start making priorities. When there is a great scandal, people really measure their relationship with God and try to narrow it down, what is really more important to me. You see, the scripture uses the word scandal for stumbling blocks. So in other words, if you have stumbling blocks, whether they are visible or invisible, they are really scandals. And so according to our scripture, Jesus was walking along, and all of a sudden, the disciples tapped his shoulders, maybe not tap his shoulders, spoke to Jesus and told Jesus, "Look, Jesus, there is a person out there casting out demons." And I think he was very good at it, because the word demon is used in a plural sense, demons, and he was casting out demons. And they said, "Well, guess what? They are using your name." And so I think there's a little bit of jealousy right here. And so Jesus looked at them in their eyes and said, "Well, if someone is not really against us, they're really for us, isn't it? If they are doing the work of God, then that really brings good news to the community of faith." And then Jesus went into this idea of body parts. This is something that I cannot understand. If your hand causes you to sin, chop it off. If your eyes causes you to sin, gouge it. If your foot, chop it off. Then we will be all lame, right? And that we are going to be called Our Lame United Methodist Church instead of Our Redeemer United Methodist Church. But scandals, stumbling blocks. I wonder, I'm going to try this in the time that we have. Stumbling blocks. What are the stumbling blocks that you may identify that gets in the way of your relationship with God and one another? Anyone brave enough to offer a stumbling block? Fear? All right. Jealousy? All right. Huh? Time? The tyranny of time, because we are so busy. Anybody else? Self-centeredness? Change? All right. Anybody else? Stumbling blocks? Huh? Greed? Rumor? Jealousy? Gossip? And I think we can fill up a whole book with a list of litanies, stumbling blocks. Now, some of these are visible, and some of these are invisible. And that is why the scripture writer used the word scandalon to talk about stumbling blocks that gets in the way of our relationship with God and with one another. And then after I read the scripture, I figured out what is going on with these disciples. They don't get it. If you look at the scripture reading, immediately past that, Jesus just mentioned to the disciples about the importance of the children in your midst. "Let the children come to me, for to such belong the kingdom of God." But still, they did not get it. And so Jesus, in his unorthodox way, he said, "Look, you know, if you really want to follow God, you really have to make a commitment of one's life." Do you know that every 500 years, there is a profound realignment shift in the world in which we live in today, including the church? 500 years ago, the Protestant Reformation started. If you dial it back, Another 500 years ago, there was a split between the Catholic Church and the Eastern Orthodox Church, and that is why you have the Eastern Orthodox Church and the Roman Catholic Church. And now we are on that mark of that 500-year shift, a realignment. It is happening in our churches today. Someone said, well, the church is not influential today. Can you tell that to all of those people who watch and heard, listened to the Pope as he visited many of these great, great places? What are the words that he used? Simple words: love, joy, peace, harmony, fraternity. These are words of Jesus. They are designed to get away from stumbling blocks. But you see, stumbling blocks are also very important to Jesus and to his disciples. You know that this is the Holy of Holy, the Days of Atonement. They call it the Days of Awe for the Jewish liturgical calendar. And in the first temple, about 1,000 to 500 B.C., in the Holy of Holies, only the priest, the high priest, is allowed to enter into that Holy of Holies. The priest, with his ceremonial robe, will bless all the animals. So there were a lot of animals: bulls, sacred bulls, red heifer, goats. And after blessing one of the animals, and the throat of the animal will be slit, and the bowl containing the blood of the sacrifice animal will be presented to the temple and to the altar. And the priest will usually extend his hand like this, will dip his hand in the bowl, just like that, and will sprinkle it 7 times, going around the altar, 7 times, going up. And then after a short prayer, he will dip again his finger, just like this, into the bowl, and will bless the altar, and then the service will conclude. And then after that, the poor goat out there, hot, will be led into the wilderness. He is the scapegoat. That's why we have the term scapegoat for the Day of Atonement. It is where all of our sins, the visible sins and invisible sins, are placed into the wilderness. But that's in the first temple. But we know that in the time of Jesus, it is Jesus who paid in full the price for our sins. So Jesus said, there are many stumbling blocks. But as I drive, sometimes when I think of visible and invisible stumbling blocks, I think of stumbling blocks whenever I drive down the street and I see construction zone and construction sign. All of a sudden, sometimes I'm too comfortable because I know the road and I'm just driving in my lane, minding my own business, and all of a sudden there's this sign that says, merge ahead, be prepared because there's a new lane change. And then all of a sudden I have to shift gear, isn't it? You have to focus more attention, because if not, then you're going to clip one of those construction cones. Have you clipped a construction cone lately? I think I may have, in a small construction cone. But some of the things that I have experienced are so innocent, and yet they are stumbling blocks to my relationship with God. Because you see, the world of darkness and light are commingled. Sufferings and joy are sometimes a part of our daily routine. But the good news is, it is the time when God is a friend, a companion, a life-giving presence. A life-giving presence. Even when the whys, our questions, screams at the top of its voice, and when there is no answer. Jesus warns against standing in the way of those who might respond to him in faith. Jesus is always mindful of the little ones. Those who have received the faith, and when we start undermining the joy, the giftedness, the gift of faith. Stumbling blocks are real. They're not imagined. They are real. When you leave this place, you will find stumbling blocks, but they are real. But the stumbling blocks do not, they don't define who you are. God defines who you are. For the suffering of this time, I love this from the scripture, are really small and swift. They're small, but they're swift. But they are for a moment only. And the psalmist says, you know, weeping may last throughout the night, but there is joy that comes in the morning. And so Jesus prepares the way. The stumbling blocks are real, but more importantly, when we walk in faith with God, we find that the cross is really at the center of all of the things that we do and say. Thanks be to God. Amen.